What is the philosophy of Christian education particularly, and how is it taught in the scriptures?
Gary, thank you for the question. And if you'll indulge me for a little longer response to this one, I want to talk about it as a foundational idea. If you get this wrong, then everything that follows is wrong. And when I discuss the philosophy of Christian education in conferences, we talk about 11 fundamental questions. What is ultimate authority? What is the nature of truth? Who has the ownership of children? What is the nature of children? What is the nature of education? Who is responsible for educating? What should the children learn? How should the classroom be structured? What is the role of the teacher? How should students be motivated? What methods should be used? And if you can't frame a biblical response for each of those foundational questions, then you can't genuinely claim to be doing Christian education. If I could summarize those responses, it would be this. Christian education is the transformation of a child, Romans 12:2, who is owned by God, Ezekiel 18:4, and given in stewardship to parents, Ephesians 6:4. It's the transformation of the child spiritually, intellectually, physically, and socially, Luke 2:52, into a yielded and fully equipped servant of our majestic God, Romans 12:1 and Matthew 20. The Christian school is a tool or an instrument that parents and churches, the two agencies that are given a biblical command to teach children, partner with to fulfill their God-given responsibilities. I want to stress just real briefly in wrapping this piece up that parents and churches have God-given responsibilities for the education of children. I did an interesting study several years ago on the word teach in the King James Version of our Bible. The word is used 109 times. Parents are told to teach spiritual truth to their children 4 times. God teaches or Christ teaches 42 times. A spiritual leader, a pastor, a priest, or a prophet, is told to teach 33 times. So children are absolutely given in stewardship to parents. Parents have the primary responsibility to direct the education of their children, but the church is also given an important mandate. We're ignoring a lot of scripture if we determine that teaching children is only or exclusively a parent's responsibility, and that is one of those fundamentals of a philosophy of Christian education.